Hello, my wonderful people. Welcome to the Intimate Relationship Study. Okay, I've changed the introduction slightly to suit more clarity there. Okay, let's go through the five quickly and then we'll get to the details. Ascendant, Zodiac and Nakshatra, because it is opposite your seventh house, is what you carry into partnerships, relationships, spouse, intimacy, sex and sensuality, all of that stuff, good stuff, orgasmic stuff, isn't it? Okay, because that's all right opposite the seventh house is the first house. So ascendant, zodiac and nakshatra, pay attention to that. Pay a lot of the first house, wherever it is that is sitting in. Number two, Mercury is the earth element. Okay, so that not only stands for mental intellect, but your sense of smell and touch, like we talked about in previous podcasts, kinesthetics, isn't it? Physical, intimate relationship, essentially sex and sensuality is what in terms of planets? In terms of Mercury, it is smell and touch. That's why it is important to know this. So I have modified this. Number three, Venus is the water element, planetarily speaking, like Moon. But Venus stands for your eyes. What are your eyes observing? That's why you need to beautify things if you want to connect. If you go with your hair shambles, with no makeup and with nothing going on, there's no smell, there's no touch, there's no eyes. Your eyes have to perceive. Your perception of beauty is your eyes. Okay? That's Venus. That needs to be there in intimacy. Mars, on the other hand, is quite different to Mercury and Venus. It's the fire element. It stands for the blood. That's why raw passion of Mars, when you become hot, literally the heat in the body, in the passion that happens during lovemaking, runs through everything in intimacy, runs through Mercury, runs through Venus, runs through Ascendant. So Mars is that common inner element that drives the passion in any relationship, okay? If it is not calibrated, if it's not understood, if you don't know how to work with it, then you are in trouble. Then it can turn into anger. The potency of Mars is extremely strong. It takes no hostages. It just goes out there and gets stuff. It's the blood. It's the fire. Number five, when you calibrate your own understanding and appreciation of your own makeup, first start with yourself. Okay, don't go around blame game. That's not going to work. See somebody, your partner's chart, and say you have this, that and the other. No, that won't work. When you calibrate your own understanding and your own appreciation of your own chart and your own makeup, this is the way I am made. Your selection of mate, interactions of mental, emotional and physical planes could also become higher. There is a potential. Always remember, this is a potential game. Nothing is promised to you. How much you want to take out of the juice of life is strictly up to you, isn't it? Now let's get into the details. We are still in Mrigshira, isn't it? So Mrigshira woman and Anuradha man is what we are tackling. Now Mrigshira, it's not necessarily the first house Moon, okay? It can be in any houses. We are taking the distance between the Moon of each of the partners. So Mrigshira woman in this case and Anuradha man, which is right opposite. And if you noticed, the fourth house and the tenth position, the fourth position have no Devgana, so there is no match there. I'm not considering bad mixes, okay, only the good ones. If you want to go with whatever, choose your pick. So Mrigshira to Anuradha, right opposite. How does this play out in the mind? Now consider the rules I gave always, okay? Mind, Mercury, Mrigshira. Taurus, Moon, her desires. What are her desires? Calm, practical conversation, soft tones. We already saw that. Taurus, Moon in Mrigshira in the first two padas. Predictable rhythms, peaceful solutions, simple plans. Partner who notices subtle beauty, Venus, and emotional detail. Remember, Mrigshira is a nakshatra ruled by Mars. So think there is a lot of passion there, hidden. Always take the nakshatra ruler signatures also in every single case, because the pattern goes like that. For example, how he fulfills Anuradha style. Anuradha is a Saturn ruled nakshatra, so there will be a slow, steady, long player kind of energy, Saturnian, that will play here. Bring focused attention. She blooms when truly seen. Keep words measured, sincere, and protective. Avoid verbal intensity during conflicts. Otherwise, in Scorpio, can get very grudgy. The basic life lesson, we've seen this in previous podcasts of Scorpio, is not to hold grudges. They're very good at holding grudges. Let his depth express reverence, not interrogation. This is not a police station. You don't sit and interrogate your partners. I love hearing how you see the world, for example, rather than why do you think like that? See the tone and the difference, okay? Scorpio can get very aggressively intensive. Mars and Ketu, isn't it? Rulers. Praise her steadiness publicly. It gives her security. She desires security. How do you fulfill? That's the dynamism we are examining. Anuradha, Scorpio moon, that is him. What does he desire? Honest, loyal, emotionally open dialogue. Anuradha is a loyalty person, isn't it? That's why they make the best lovers, because they'll stick to you no matter what, through thick and thin. It's one of the ideal ones. Maybe even Lord Krishna's mate, Radha, was Anuradha Nakshatra, probably, because right opposite that is Rohini. That was Krishna, Lord Krishna. A partner who can listen to silence and decode emotion. Reassurance of exclusive emotional trust. He fears betrayal more than loneliness. That's his thing. How she fulfills that? Speak gentle realism. No dramatics, but absolute clarity. Use touch or presence instead of endless words. Her grounded calm balances his emotional tides. Respect confidentiality. What he shares in depth, she holds sacred. Offer steady eye contact and stillness. That steadiness becomes his safe harbor. Now the core chemistry has stuck under the bottom of the chart there. So the tone here in this core chemistry is magnetic, intimate, and complex. A sacred mirror dynamic, because it's 1-7 relationship, where comfort, Taurus, faces transformation, Scorpio. Why it works? The Vrikshira woman embodies calm sensuality, grace, and mental curiosity, Venus Mercury. The Anuradha man brings devotion, depth, and loyalty shaped by Saturn Mars Mitra influences. Mitra is the lord of Anuradha. Their emotional systems contrast but complete one another. She stabilizes his storm. He deepens her calm. That's the dynamic. Elemental balance. Earth and water, they're balanced, so that's good. Water, Scorpio, feeds the earth, Taurus, while earth contains and grounds water's emotion. The Gana, both Dev Gana, like I said, I'm considering matches only by Gana and not otherwise. Refined ethics, faith in love and respect for boundaries. Risk is intensity mismatch. His passion and possessiveness can overwhelm. Her steady pace and sensual poise can feel too placid to him. Both must learn the rhythm of ebb and flow. Now let's see the emotional part. Keeping the core chemistry screenshot there, as well as the previous introduction, let's go to the emotional parts. The emotion, safety, bonding and repair. How does that happen? How does the dynamism play out here? Vrikshira Taurus, her desires is emotional stability, no volatility. To be valued for loyalty, serenity and refinement. Time and space to process before reacting. How he fulfills. Channels intensity into devotion, not control. I love you because you steady me, not don't change. Here's a tip. Change is a given. Okay, change is a dynamic thing. Even if you consider the principles of Mahadasha and how you're born, doesn't matter which chart or which nakshatra, which whatever, everyone is constantly changing. There is nothing like a fixed personality. People just rebel against the time and space that they are having, isn't it? So remember that always. There is no such thing as no change in a relationship. It dynamically changes through time. The question becomes, are you too fixed or fixated in yourself that you're not allowing the other person to grow? Protect her from external chaos. Handle confrontations himself. This is how he fulfills. express possessiveness through acts of service, not surveillance, fixing and supporting. After conflict, apologize in touch, not theory. Mercury there. A calm embrace means more than long talks. So much can be said in that, isn't it? Now, talking about him, Anuradha Scorpio, his desires, deep emotional merging. If you see the theme of Anuradha Nakshatra, I've covered that in that other playlist, very long playlist, the most comprehensive one on YouTube, I might add, just pat on my back. I've covered Anuradha's. It requires emotional merging. The highest emotional merging gives Anuradha highest orgasm. They are seeking that. Mutual spiritual trust. Validation of loyalty, fear of betrayal, soothed by reassurance. Shared transformation. Kind of a stretch there. You can't really share transformation. Each one is going at their own pace, but never mind. Sometimes GPT gets very poetic, I've seen. He wants a partner to evolve with, not just coexist. How she fulfills? Offer predictable affection. Same greeting, good night ritual. Small share vulnerabilities. Show trust and draws him closer. Avoid dismissing his depth as too much. Instead, name its beauty. I admire how deeply you feel. See the difference in the cadence there. Very different. During emotional storms, stay physically present. Her silence and grounding touch stabilize him. There's a lot of touch that is required for Mrigshira. Again, there's a hint. Mars requires that touch. Mars is physicality, isn't it? Let's see the physical part now. Physical intimacy now. Chemistry, cadence and turn-ons. Remember when you're talking about physical chemistry, kinesthetics. Remember the introduction, or rewind and go back to the introduction. You need to see what physical part of the planets are playing out, even ascendant, how it is playing out. Okay? Examine your chart, examine her chart, and then you can come to this. Mrigshira Taurus desires sensual stability, tactile pleasure, Mars Nakshatra, slowness, rhythmic connection. Safe aesthetic settings, beauty enhances arousal. Like I said, Venus, make your living room, you know, nice, soothing, candle, scent, perfume. Perfume yourself, have a nice shower, whatever, people smell. Partner who notices nuance, tempo, breath, small sounds, very tactile, see? It's very kinesthetic, tactile kind of thing, and therefore you have to see the planetary counterparts. You have to fulfill the Venus and Mercury in addition to the Moon to have that perfect blend. It's like making a perfect drink for an evening. How he fulfills Anuradha's style is merge intensity with reverence. Treat her body as a sacred ground. Let emotional closeness precede passion. Again, you have to go in that direction. You have to start with mental, then emotional, then come to physical. Don't say you and I have this interest in common, first three dates and let's get laid. That's highly childish. Without seeing any of this, then good luck with your love life. She needs her heart first. Use music, fragrance, gentle lighting. She responds to sensory refinement. Match his depth to her pace. Linger. Devotion turns her on more than dominance. Anuradha is a soft nakshatra, ruled by Mitra. So that statement becomes very relevant here. Anuradha Scorpio, him, how he desires things in his physical sexual life. Emotional spiritual intimacy for Anuradha is very, very important to have that connect. They are default spiritual people. Although being a Saturn ruled nakshatra, it requires that slow, long, steady bonding. Eye contact, shared breath, full body connection. The way, if it is properly refined, that's the caveat. If it is properly understood, refined and embodied, Anuradha people can have the best orgasms ever. Surrender to fusion. He wants to lose himself safely. A partner who can handle passion without fear. How she fulfills it. Because Mrigshira is a little light, isn't it, in Taurus. It's an earth sign with Mars Nakshatra in it. Meet intensity with steady sensuality. Stay rooted when he deepens. Acknowledge his passion verbally or responsive moans. It validates his emotional charge. He requires validation. Post-intimacy stillness. Stroke his back. Whisper gratitude. His security deepens when he feels accepted after revealing his vulnerability. So crucial there. A big line. Avoid withholding touch. Even small affection maintains his calm. Now let's wrap this up. Bottom lines of this combination now. Rituals and micro practices that fit this pairing. Anchor in-depth ritual weekly. She prepares calming environment, candles, tea ceremony and so on. He shares thoughts or fears. She listens. He relaxes. That's one good ritual to have in anyone. Sacred bath, water and earth fusion, shared bath, foot soak, symbolic cleansing of stress. Or water and earth can also do very well with massages because there's all the earth element there. Touch before talk rule. Any heavy discussion starts with a hug. Prevents defensive tones. Trust tokens. Each keeps an object symbolizing the other's love, like a stone or a crystal bracelet or something like that. Use during travel to calm anxiety. Loyalty affirmations. Once a month, not promises, but reflections. He is one way I stayed for you this month. These are practices, micro rituals. Rituals are so important, they are neglected actually. What you can do as a ritual daily goes a long way. Mind, body, emotional snapshot. For her, Mrikshira Taurus, mind, listen with calm, speak truth with gently to your Anuradha counterpart. Emotion, reassure his depth through steadiness, not logic. Body, maintain sensual rhythm, bring subtle novelty. For him, Anuradha Scorpio, mind, question less, appreciate more. Emotion, show devotion without control, guard her peace. Body, lead with emotional foreplay, balance intensity with aftercare. So the bottom line, finally, Mrikshira Taurus woman and Anuradha Scorpio man is a stability meeting depth. It's a union of beauty and mystery. Both together, these two elements are combined in this partnership. When her serenity anchors his passion, his loyalty deepens her trust. The 1-7 moon axis becomes a sacred mirror that fosters sensual peace and emotional transcendence. This love feels like water holding hidden fire. Hidden fire, Scorpio. Tender, protective and enduring through lifetimes. I'll see you in the next with the next combination, which will be... As you can see, there is nothing in the 4th place and 10th place, that is Devgana. So we'll directly jump to Mrikshira with Revati in the 11th house. Take care, be safe.